known for a long time that amputation as a complication of diabetes is a very expensive complication. I suppose what the object of our program is to highlight this more widely and the lack of podiatry services that could half the amount of money that we have to spend on this complication. Patients with diabetes can live quite normal, active lives, but avoiding complications is where we need to direct our resources. If we're to be smarter with the money that we're using at the moment, we need to be looking at reducing blindness in patients with diabetes and amputations. They're the two things that patients most fear when they have diabetes.
Is this a classic case of prevention is better than cure?
I think it's a classic example of good economics. Essentially, a little money is multiplied several fold in the savings that it induces. The diabetes action is advocating that with 20 podiatrists, we make some inroads into halving the number of amputations that occur. And as you said from the figures there, over the last 5 years, we spent nearly $240 million on this complication. There is an opportunity to reduce that down by up to $115 million with the input of 20 podiatrists. The cost of 20 podiatrists a year, keeping them employed, is in the region of $1.5 million. So I think we can all do the math. Investing $1.5 million now, the outcomes are immediate, and over 5 years would end up with savings of close to $100 million.